Welcome to this episode of the Successful Encore Career Podcast, being brought to you by Central Ohio Area Agency on Aging, Innosource, Nationwide Insurance, and Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. I'm Brett Johnson, longtime volunteer with Employment for Seniors, and with me as always, Dr. Carol Ventresca.
Hey, Brett, how are you today?
Doing great, doing great.
Wonderful.
And you just got done with a session with some of our key job counselors, volunteer job counselors.
Exactly. We had a wonderful opportunity to talk to the counselors today, and it's actually for National Volunteer Week, which is held in April every year, and we wanted to talk about volunteering as a way to find a job.
I'm sure it was a great interview.
It was wonderful. Are we going to listen now?
We are going to right now.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. I have my team of volunteer job counselors from Employment for Seniors in Columbus, Ohio. And we want to talk about volunteering as a way to help you in your job search. And this is also to celebrate National Volunteer Week, which always happens every April here in this country. We have a wonderful opportunity to talk to individuals who are giving their time, their talent, their expertise to help other people in finding a job. And they themselves are volunteers, and I thought this is a great opportunity for them to tell you how they see volunteering to help you in your job search. So first, let me introduce our team.
Susan Montgomery.
Steve Benison.
Anjali Shah.
Skip Dodson.
Vicki Palmer.
Thanks so much to everybody. I didn't have to strong arm them too badly to stay today and do a podcast with us. So we're going to go ahead and keep moving along. Volunteering is a great opportunity for a job seeker. And as long as you are using professional skills, it's going to go on your resume. There are reasons to do volunteering. So I wanted to give our counselors an opportunity to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So obviously, the first thing is, well, you're volunteering, you're taking time, you're not making any money doing it. So why is it important? So would anybody like to chime in here and say what they think about volunteering as a job process?
Well, more and more companies seem to be looking at volunteer activity while they're looking at the resume. You can do jobs or volunteering kind of jobs where you can add skill sets that may be of value to an employer, which you might not necessarily find in an employed situation. But it still is a skill set, and skill is still used by the employer.
Right. Steve, we've had clients come in and they want to learn how to do Excel. And an employer would see Excel usage as a great tool in their toolkit and in their resume and qualification statement. But how in the world do you learn to use Excel? You can go to a tutorial, but it's really not going to tell you much. But say you take an opportunity to work with a nonprofit who needs somebody to do some work on Excel spreadsheets, boy, that's a way you're really going to learn to do it. So, good point. Would anybody else like to add to that?
I'm a former school teacher, and I really enjoyed working with people. And while I was just unsure what I wanted to do, since I've become more retired, I wanted to keep working on my people skills, and this job really sounds so interesting in that you work with people, and I tell you, the clients are just everyone so different and yet so interesting, but also the staff and Carol, the director, are just a real joy to come to and work with each and every day.
Vicki, you brought up several different really good points, and one of which is sometimes when folks have decided to go through a career transition, they really need to try to stay to a schedule. You don't want to just be sitting home looking at the same four walls, whether you intend to work or not. Maybe you are retired and not going to go back to work, but you want to do not just the give back, but you really want to have some structure for yourself. So that's a really good point.
I think also just the face-to-face with the clients just is a real plus for when I do want to, again, look out in the field. I think it'll be a plus on my resume as well.
And speaking of resumes, too, volunteer time closes up those gaps. So oftentimes, it's taking quite a while for a mature job seeker to find another position. We were talking in our meeting earlier today that 4 to 6 months is not uncommon to find another job at any age, let alone for a mature job seeker. But doing a volunteer work where you're using professional skills, great way to close up the gaps on your resume.
One of the changes in the job market these days that wasn't there 10, 15 years ago is that you have a very difficult time talking to people, real people. You're sitting at home in front of your computer and you're filling out job application after job application. You don't hear back that any job application was received, and you become kind of isolated. So this gets you out of the house. It gets you interacting with other people in a business environment. Normally, you're interacting with people in a social environment, but you come into the volunteer workplace and you're in a working environment, and helps you maintain good working skills and communication skills.
Excellent. That's a great point, Skip. Thank you for adding that. And I hadn't thought of it in that term, but it's not just not being in the same four walls, but it's keeping a schedule and keeping that business persona that you had before, as opposed to sitting in your jammies in front of your computer looking at search engines. So, yes.
I would like to add, volunteering surely adds and improves our current skill sets and helps us to learn new skills. That's what I understood from while I'm volunteering. I also volunteered in other countries previously, and it was helpful for me to get a job after I did a volunteering job. So I really always praise for or always encourage someone to do a volunteer job before they actually join a job market, especially if they are new to a country or it's been a while that they are searching for a job and they're not successful. Rather than being stressful at home, rather than being depressed, or rather than being confused, how do I go about, I'm not getting help, I've applied for a lot of jobs, no one is giving me a response. You try to do a volunteer job, and you yourself will feel more confident, you'll feel good about yourself, you'll feel that you're making a difference. Secondly, it's a professional environment, so everyone values you. You're not treated like a crap or a dustbin thing or something, or someone as a very low individual. You're considered same to same. And sometimes age also doesn't matter where you work, because it's very professional environment. So when I didn't get a job when I was in the UK, because I shifted newly there, I did a 6 month volunteering job as a recruiter, and I got to learn how to use LinkedIn more frequently as a recruiter. It was free of cost. My manager taught me all the skills, how to use the tool effectively. And that got added in my resume. And I was simultaneously doing my job search as well. And I got a job as a recruiter. And I could say that confidently in my interview that I'm doing a volunteering job. I learned the LinkedIn recruiter tool, and I know how to recruit and screen people. So volunteering job actually helped me to get a job, and you know, it made a big difference. So I have very high hopes on, you know, someone doing a volunteering job while they are finding a job for themselves.
Exactly. And being a volunteer in an organization and doing a job search at the same time is probably the only time it's okay to be doing a job search, because if you're working for the employer, you should not be doing a job search on their time. But you can do that as a volunteer.
Yes.
Good point, Anjali. Thank you. And I think that you've also seen this with your friends who are in the situation in which they're not working,
exactly,
having difficulty, they're in a foreign country,
yes,
and don't have a network, which takes me to the next point, is volunteering helps you build a network, particularly if your network is gone, for whatever reason that it may be gone, and you need to rebuild a network. Working in a nonprofit agency is a way to do that.
It certainly is, and I enjoy doing this. It is a great opportunity for me to gain some skills to utilize in my resume should I decide to look for additional employment in the future. And it also indicates when you put it down that regardless of our age, I'm still capable to learn new systems, to work with people, to be there on time, to dress professionally, and to appreciate the opportunities that are made available, whether it's through volunteering or whether it's with an employer, to be there, to be supportive, to be part of the team, and to show that I'm still learning, moving, have a high energy level, and enjoy the opportunity to utilize that with folks.
Susan, those were great points, particularly for our mature job seekers. If you are feeling that you don't have the technology skills or you have been out of a working environment for a long time, boy, what a way to get right back into the stream of things and show that you are being a great employee. You may not be getting paid, but you are an employee of that agency. Thus, again, going back to the networking, you can get a good reference letter, recommendation letter from your supervisor at the nonprofit. So that's certainly the way to do it. Another point that has come up is that, particularly during the recession 10 years ago, we realized that the employers who were actually hiring were nonprofits. They were under just being bombarded with people who needed help. So employers weren't hiring, but nonprofits were. What we discovered then, and we still see today, if an individual job seeker has never looked at the nonprofit world or the education world or higher education or governmental positions as their possible career track, boy, now's the time to find that out. Working with a nonprofit is a great way to see nonprofits as your potential career aspiration. So it gives you lots of good information because working in a nonprofit is certainly different than working in private industry. So has anybody ever... Steve, you were always in private industry, yes, and now working with not only Employment for Seniors but also Career Transition Institute. So you're doing two digs here with nonprofits.
Well, in my case, I had a career in human resources, and I retired, and this is a passion for me, this part of human resources. Therefore, it's very easy for me and enjoyable being retired, working in this environment. Plus, there's a lot of challenges that probably a lot of people don't realize that nonprofits have to.
And to piggyback on that, it gave me an opportunity to go back to working in an area of resumes and interviewing and career kind of exploration that I loved when I worked in higher education when I started my career there. So it's been really wonderful for me.
Susan and I come from that higher ed background, so we look at the whole job search process very differently than a recruiter would, but I think we've added to the process here at Employment for Seniors and given lots of information from our perspective that's helpful to our clients. Going back to look at nonprofits as a potential job aspiration, career path, what you're also looking at is helping you hone in on your job search. An accountant can be an accountant in any environment, but they may not have thought of a nonprofit as a potential area to work with their skills. So it really helps you kind of hone in on that job search. So I think that just adds to the process that you're trying to follow in looking for another job. One other point that I wanted to bring up is, you know, it really does, it gets you out of the house, it keeps you out of the same four walls, but it also helps you give back to your community. That notion of if you're home and only worried and pinpointing your own issues, you're not seeing what else is going on in the bigger world, which can also be part of the job search process. And so I think, too, that it helps you by getting out, meeting with new folks, getting into a schedule, and really kind of getting outside your own world to give back to your community in the long run is going to help you in that job search process.
Those are great attributes. It also helps to keep you current as you're looking and working and you see what new job titles or what buzzwords might be using in different industries or in the area that you are volunteering. I think that's really helpful to show that we are current, and I can't express enough that being involved in whatever you might do helps with your energy level, which is really important for those of us who are looking for positions or kind of handling our worlds.
Great point. So for those of you who are listening to our podcast today, you may be sitting someplace other than in Columbus wondering, okay, well, I can't go to volunteer for employment for seniors. What do I do? There is a national website, and it's volunteermatch.org. That's volunteermatch, M-A-T-C-H. .org. You can go there and find areas to volunteer in your own community, and it's all done electronically in the first steps and get involved with those agencies. If you're in Columbus, another place to look is Hands On Central Ohio, or the Hands On Network, which is also across the country, which can also help you to match up to an agency that may need help to volunteer. And if you're still having difficulty and you're in Columbus, give me a call at Employment for Seniors, and we will help get you matched up to another agency to help you in doing your job search. And at Employment for Seniors is at 4300 East Broad in Columbus, and our phone number is 614-863-1219. If you are 50 years old and older, looking for employment in Franklin County or a surrounding county here in Central Ohio, check our website at employseniors.org and give us a call, and we will get you registered and help you in your job search. So thank you to my volunteer job counselor team. I appreciate your help and all of your words of wisdom to our listeners today.